Welcome, my friends. It is May Day. Yeah, it's Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address is republictradinggroup.net or eaglesup.com. Quick check of the financial news. Well, to get the Dow higher today, early morning reports of Rupert Murdoch offering to buy Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal for $5 billion got all the traders on Wall Street downright giddy. Added to that fact, once again, we killed Al-Qaeda's number two. Dow closed up 73 points at 13,136. NASDAQ up almost 6.5 points at 2,531. By the way, Dow Jones, Wall Street Journal, told Rupert Murdoch, thanks, but no thanks. Gold in New York City closed down $6.20 at $6.75.30. Silver off 21 cents at $13.31. Platinum reversing the trend up $4 at $13.01. Palladium off $3 at $3.70. Currently in Asian trading, gold off $1 at $6.74.30. Silver up 4 cents at $13.35. Platinum and palladium fast asleep. Crude oil up 3 cents a barrel at $64.43 a barrel. Gas prices at the pump continue to soar. Well, every time you have a, isn't it? Well, I don't want to say conspiratorial, but aren't there far too many refinery fires of late? U.S. dollar index closed the day out at 81.43. According to some traders, the pivotal point is 81.29. Don't ask me why that's a pivotal point. But if that is a pivotal point, we're only 20 or so basis points away from that pivotal point, whatever that may be. Anyway, strap yourselves in on this May Day. We'll bring you more financial news and a roundup of the political madness in Washington, D.C. when we return.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Tuesday, rubbing the well with you, 1 hour. trying to explain the craziness of the financial markets is, well, look, it's virtually impossible. Especially when you look at a number of the factors that we are dealing with right now. And nobody seems to be that concerned about it. Now, you got thousands of people marching in the street demanding that we reform the immigration laws. Actually, even heard a word that brought back memories for me today, the right of return. Many of these immigrants were shouting at these marches. What is the right of return? What are they talking about? Well, last week I gave you an example of my theory of Africa's past as America's future. And a lot of people don't understand the politics of Southern Africa. But by and large, the failure of Western civilization in Southern Africa was based on the premise of right of return. You see, blacks felt that they had a right of return to Southern Africa, even though it wasn't their home. In large part, the demise of Western civilization in Southern Africa was brought about by the same people that are marching in the streets today. It's, for me, it's deja vu all over again. And while this is going on, while we are watching a country commit political suicide, you have other events taking place that obviously people are paying more attention to, and that's the financial markets. But even there, you have some strange goings on. You got Kofi Annan in Berlin last week, lambasting the G8 members for their failure to keep promises made to Africa at Glen Eagles 2 years ago. Remember that? The G8 meeting at Glen Eagles, start of Bono's movement to save Africa. Well, it was the same weekend we had the London train bombings. Yeah, funny how things just get blurred in the past. What went unnoticed about Anand's statement to the G8 is his statement that the broadening conflict in the Middle East definitely leaves at risk us seeing prices of oil going to $120 a barrel. And despite the problems in Iraq, the Bush administration is still taking a very hawkish stance over Iran's nuclear ambitions, military action often talked about, airstrikes, obviously, rather than invasion, according to senior Bush administration, still an option. And yet, as we watch the financial markets, they seem to float serenely upwards as if they had not a care in the world. The great and the good of the financial markets have a rationale for this, which goes as following. Share prices are high because corporate profitability is high. Corporate profitability is high because the global economy is growing rapidly with demand more evenly spread around the continents than it was 3 or 4 years ago. There may be risks out there, but these risks are both discernible and quantifiable. The chances of a serious market disruption are therefore extremely slim, and the likelihood is that stock markets will ride out any short-term problems caused by a touch more inflation or slightly more tighter monetary policy. Now, there's no question to many people, this is most probably a very comforting analysis. And that's why on this program, we bring you stories that comfort the disturbed and disturb the comfortable. You see, there's an answer to this complacency. Nicholas Taleb has a new book out. It's called The Black Swan. It's a fascinating study of how we regularly are taken for suckers by the unexpected. Why the name Black Swan? Well, apparently, before the discovery in Australia, it was assumed that all swans were white because nobody had ever seen a different shade of swan. It only took the sight of one black swan to disprove a theory based on millions of previous observations. Taleb argues that there are three attributes of a black swan. First is that they lie outside the realm of regular expectations, with nothing that has happened in the past able to point to its possibility. The second is that they have a huge impact. The third is that despite being unforeseeable, human nature means we construct convincing explanations for the appearance of a black swan once it has happened. You see, markets tend to work on the basis that black swans either don't exist or appear with such irregularity that they are not worth worrying about. As a result, traders in the City of London went home on the night of August the 3rd, 1914, oblivious to the fact that the world war lasting more than 4 years would start the next day. Similarly, there was not the slightest suggestion on Friday, October the 16th, 1987, that the Dow Jones would lose more than 20% of its value the following Monday. Nobel Prize winners Robert Merton and Myron Scholes, who put together long-term capital management and convinced their investors that their models made it a surefire bet, had failed to factor in the possibility of a black swan. In the case of long-term capital management, the Russian debt default in August of 1998. So, at the moment, it seems highly unlikely that this cold, hard fact has been built into market thinking, where abiding sense is that this is forever summer. That, of course, is precisely the point that Taleb makes in his book. For instance, if Captain Smith of the Titanic knew there was an iceberg, he would have avoided it. If I knew what the next black swan was and when it was going to glide into view, I would be an extremely wealthy man. And if a black swan was predictable, guess what? It wouldn't be a black swan. But the fact that the markets can see only white swans suggests that the shock, when it comes, not if it comes, could be profound and epic in its makeup. And this is the world in which we live in. We live in a world of illusion. That's why I am such a cynic. I don't want to live in a world of illusion, of make-believe. But when we look at the actions in the markets today, it's atypical of a make-believe market. Now we have got to come up with stories on a daily basis in order to justify the Dow moving into new uncharted territory. How is it possible? Where are we going to go? Are we going to go to 14,000? Will we just keep this rosy scenario going that everything is fine? Maybe people will argue that obviously the reason why the economy is doing good is because all the money we're spending on the giant military-industrial complex. Well, if you look at the shares of predominantly military-industrial complex stocks, they have done exceedingly well. But have they really done well? If you take into consideration the depreciation of the dollar, if you are making a 20% return on a stock investment and the dollar is depreciating at a clip of 20% per annum, are you really making money? On paper, your digits say yes. In the real world, your purchasing power says, oh no. No, 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 no. What you could have bought with that dollar a year ago is buying you a whole lot less today. Unfortunately, we do not see that effect. However, if you did jump on an aeroplane and fly off to jolly old England, you would see immediately the depreciation of the world's reserve currency. We'll be back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, my friends. For those of you with an interest in Ron Paul, the folks down here at Phoenix, the Ron Paul Revolution, have put together a campaign ad, rather lengthy one. You won't find it on your local television, but we've provided a link for you on republictrading.com. And I don't have to tell you that Ron Paul is a strong advocate of individual liberty, limited government, low taxes, and free markets. And he's one of the few politicians to vote against both the Patriot Act and the Iraq War. And let me just say this. Dr. Ron Paul has the ability of seeing the black swan. He recently stated that the greatest threat facing America today is the disastrous fiscal policies of our own government, marked by shameless deficit spending and Federal Reserve currency devaluation. It is this 1-2 punch, Congress spending more than it can tax or borrow, and the Fed printing money to make up the difference, that threatens to impoverish us by further destroying the value of our dollar. And take it one step further, to quote from the Magumbo guru himself, he says the U.S. federal government spent more money in March than in any other month ever. Ever. In actual numbers, the federal budget deficit widened to $96.3 billion in March, compared with $85 billion last March. In total, excluding the Social Security and other trust funds, the deficit totaled $108.2 billion in March and $347.8 billion for the fiscal year so far. That works out to about $700 billion, or if you want to say it another way, $700,000 million. He goes on to say that I assume that inflation helped make government receipts rise about 1% over year in March to $165 billion, while outlays rose about 5% to a record $262.7 billion. Defense spending totaled $67.9 billion in March and $268.3 billion so far this year, which is up 7%. Continuing spending on Medicaid totaled $83.4 billion in March and $418 billion for the year. That's a huge 15.6% increase. All of this excessive spending, made possible by excessive creation of money and credit by the Federal Reserve, means that prices will go up excessively. And sure enough, from Bloomberg.com, we read that the Labor Department released the nightmarish news that the U.S. consumer prices, as measured by the Consumer Price Index, rose 0.6%. And the producer prices rose 3.2%. That's from March 2006, compared with 2.57% gain in the 12 months ended in February. It's a good thing that they are exceeding energy costs in reporting inflation, as energy prices jumped 3.6% last month after increasing 3.5% the prior month. The price of gasoline has risen 8.7%, the most since November, and natural gas has increased 3.3%. Yikes, says the Magumbo guru. Well, yikes it is. You see, we want to see the white swan. What everybody is doing is concerned with the white. They don't want to look at the black swan. They don't want to even deal with the black swan, because the black swan will require people taking personal responsibility, and nobody wants to do that. As we mentioned on the National Intel Report with John Stadtmuller and Bob Chapman, we have on Tuesdays the Bob Chapman special. Let me tell you what a special this is. And let me tell you this. There's never been a Bob Chapman special that we've offered that people haven't done exceedingly well with. I mean, we cut these things down to the bare minimum. And so when we return, we'll give you the Bob Chapman special for Tuesday and remind you that supporting Republic Trading Group means you're supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. It's one and the same thing. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations like the Chicken Farmer Farms' chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me.
Welcome back, my friends. How debt-ridden is Americans, excluding non-mortgage debt, currently sitting at $2.4 trillion? I mean, that number is just almost it's out of the ballpark. Who can even define what a trillion is? People can't even get their hands around a billion. Tom Leonard from New York reports debt-ridden Americans are turning to churches for biblical-based advice on anything from credit card repayments to buying a second-hand car. Isn't it unfortunate that people turn to God only in times of trouble and strife? Yeah, I've been guilty of it too. I didn't really pay much attention to God until I broke my neck. Funny how those things bring you around in a heartbeat. All of a sudden, you realize, well, I need some serious help. And whenever you need of serious help, there's only one person you can turn to. Anyway, the good news is the Queen is arriving on Friday. She's going down to Jamestown to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the British colonizing of Jamestown. we'll have to wait and see whether they try to rewrite history once again, as they always do, without telling the true story about the founding of Jamestown and who actually were the first indentured servants, slaves, if you will, in America. Always amazes me about the Queen. She will get, she'll get a great reception. I still have it, and I guess it just shows up the old colonial roots. I mean, I grew up singing God Save the Queen. We referred to the Queen as Mum. It was like the nation's mother, even though we were in far-flung places. And everybody kind of likes the Queen because she looks like your mother. I swear she looked like my mother. And so there's still this attachment to monarchy. And as we know, people go wild about the monarchy. Maybe the Queen should come back and take over. Maybe that would solve our problems. Well, who knows? I do know that there's large amounts of people wandering streets of America as we speak, demanding that the United States government change its immigration policy. You see, one of the problems with immigration that nobody wants to talk about, nobody dares to talk about it, because why? Because it goes against the grain of what we commonly accept as this theory of America as a melting pot, multiculturalism, and all that kind of good stuff. But what you are seeing, and I've said this, and I feel like I'm beating a dead horse on this one, is what I'm seeing develop in the United States, and some people say, Robbie, you're crazy. You can't compare what happened in Southern Africa to what's going on in America today. It's too different. I mean, look at the size of the country. After all, you know, we still have, well, many years ago, they used to have the argument, well, we still have 90% whites in America. Then it went down to 80%. Now the argument is, hey, look, don't sweat. We are still 60% of the population. So we have no worries in America of being overrun by another culture. That'll never happen. Well, I used to live in a country where we said, it'll never happen here. Actually, I've been in two countries where we said exactly the same thing. It'll never happen here. Well, guess what? Black swans do appear. And ultimately, the demise of Southern Africa was a huge influx of illegal aliens. Well, I'm not uncomfortable with illegal aliens. Aliens means it sounds like they illegal people from space. These are illegals, pure and simple. These are people who don't live in the country, who cross borders to take advantage and to destroy the culture in the country they're going to, because they never assimilate. Now, granted, there are some immigrants that assimilate to American way of life, who revere the founders and their vision, who understand the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, who have read the Federalist and Anti-Federalist papers. These are people that have a strong attachment to America. As a matter of fact, I've met foreigners who defend America more than Americans defend. But we are not talking about immigrants who assimilate to the culture. We're talking about immigrants who have, first of all, that come into this country who have no intention of assimilating to anything American, period. They're coming here to exploit and plunder, rape and pillage the people that are already here, and to change the culture, as they will do eventually. You have to ask yourself, and I'd like to ask a lot of these people marching in the streets that are demanding a change in immigration policy so that they can come here without assimilation and change the culture of America. If you are so bent on wanting to change something, why aren't you marching in the streets of Mexico? Why aren't you demanding that the Mexican government change its oligarchy? I mean, after all, wouldn't they prefer to be in their own country? I mean, I'd personally myself, I'd prefer to be in Rhodesia. And there's a few reasons why I can't be there. Well, Robert Mugabe. Robert Mugabe thinks guys like me are war criminals. But this is what we are seeing. When you look at the crime rates that are going on in South Africa, it's mind-boggling in their proportions. The killing of farmers in rural areas, the raping of babies 6 months old, because they believe in the witch doctor who tells them that if they have sex with a virgin, doesn't specify age, but if they just have a sex with a virgin, that they'll be immune from contracting AIDS. This is their culture. This is their belief systems. These are the people that ultimately invaded South Africa because they were given the green light by the United Nations under the right to return policy. And then to make matters worse, they started to reiterate that tired old canard about one man, one vote, thanks to Supreme Court Justice Earl Warren and his belief system that America would always be 80% white. Yeah, what's wrong with passing one man, one vote when you are comfortable in your majority? If Earl Warren had the slightest suspicion that at some point in time the balance of power could shift amongst demographic groups in America, would he be so willing to once again embrace one man, one vote? As a matter of fact, I was thinking this morning, rather than chastising Israel, maybe we should start demanding that America implement the democracy that they tell us Israel has. You see, because in Israel, think about this. If America changed its foreign policy to say this, that only white Anglos have a right to immigrate to the United States. Anybody else wanting to come into the country is classified as a second-class citizen and don't receive the same benefits that a white Anglo citizen has. Well, you can imagine the outcry that would emanate from everybody if that was America's official policy, but that's Israel's official policy. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't criticize Israel so much, because if you look at the Israel political system, it's designed for one thing. It's designed to protect the minority in Israel. It's the same system of government they had in South Africa, apartheid, if you want to call it that. Yes, blacks were citizens of South Africa, but no, they couldn't vote. And it brings up the point, who should vote? You see, we get stuck in these things. Look, the founders spent months, years debating this very issue because they understood how fragile this thing that they created was. This was a new experiment. This was a thing that was never done. People had a wake-up call. What do you mean our rights come from God, not from some bureaucracy somewhere 1,000 miles away from us, or in the case of Great Britain, many thousands of miles away from us? And so it was, well, and they came to some conclusions that, you know, the people who should be voting are the people who understand the issues. What a concept. Should have had my V8. In other words, someone that understands the issues, that studied the arguments for and against, is a person more than likely to cast a right vote, as opposed to the guy sitting in the corner drooling on himself, who wants to vote not because he's studied any of the issues, but because he's heard some communist say that vote for me and I'll increase your minimum wage from $5 to $7. That's all he cares about. He doesn't care about the implosion of society. And I can honestly say that if we continue on this path, this insanity of immigration policy, there's no doubt America will start to mimic what's going on in South Africa, where crime is out of control. Look, already crime is out of control in many areas of the country. You won't find a single police officer willing to venture down into South Central LA on his own. The gangs in South Central LA, the Crips and the Bloods, and the various Hispanic gangs that are down there, they control the roost. And as they do in many inner cities, here in Phoenix, New York City, Boston, and let's not even get into Detroit, or Dallas for that matter. I mean, there's simple explanations for these. Because these immigrants that are flowing into the country do not want to assimilate to America, they have no intention. They're just here to plunder. Because they have been told in their upbringing that the only reason we are advantageous is because we got lucky. White guy just got lucky. He just happened to be in the right place at the right time. And then they are justified in their own minds that they can simply come over here and take what is not theirs. I mean, there's a lot of other similarities between, I mean, South Africa today is, and the whites that live there, live in fortified homes. They live in gated communities. Sound familiar? Except there they've got barbed wire on the top of their walls. They got security cameras. They got rape rooms, for goodness sake. But I can see that whole thing evolving here in America. I see closed societies. I see gated communities. I'm starting to see people getting worried about their security, especially here in Arizona. I can tell you that for nothing. So we're following along the same path. What's the solution to the problem? Well, the founders gave us a roadmap. They gave us a direction book. Yeah, it's like Civilization for Dummies. It's all spelled out. It's all there. We go looking for solutions everywhere else except where we should. See, because it's all being discounted. Well, we tried that before. It didn't work. And you never tried it before. It's civilization in a free fall. As a matter of fact, Patrick Buchanan has a great piece today. And it's unfortunate that Patrick Buchanan is the only guy that has the moxie to talk about it. And he brings up a salient point about, he wrote about it in his book, Death of the West. And I think people just think, well, he's just being an alarmist, and that's just, you know, being Patrick Buchanan. But he's everything. I critiqued his article earlier today. I couldn't find anything to argue against Pat on his assumption that we're in the waning days of that great experiment called freedom and liberty. Can't find his article right now. Don't know if I just read it and didn't post it up on the website. Well, it usually happens sometimes. Get involved in doing things and you read an article and you go, oh, I've got to put this up on the website, and then you get sidetracked. So I think it's on VDare, on their website. But he's perfectly correct in his assumption. And this is not, it's got nothing to do with disparaging people of other ethnicities. It's just simply spelling out the facts of what we've got to look forward to. And unfortunately, what we also, and as I pointed out many times before, what we are fighting against is the concept of cultural Marxism, political correctness. You see, people who have adopted this policy and this theory cannot see the wood for the trees, because they've bought into this concept of multiculturalism. Well, people of different races and ethnicities can get on and function together as long as they have a common understanding. And that segment went by fast. Final segment coming up. We'll be right back.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back to the final segment on the flip side for this Tuesday. You can find Patrick Buchanan's article today, only on one website, by the way, vdare.com. It is simply entitled, The Dark Side of Diversity. And he says, since the 1960s, we have become alienated from one another, even as millions of strangers arrive every year. And as Americans no longer share the old ties of history, heritage, faith, language, tradition, culture, music, myth, or morality, how can an immigrant share these ties? Many immigrants do not assimilate. Many do not wish to. They seek community in their separate subdivisions of our multicultural, multiracial, multiethnic, multilingual, mammoth mole of a nation, and in numbers higher than our native-born, and some are going berserk here. And then he goes on to list the atrocities, the ones that made the headlines since 1993, up to and including the recent one at Virginia Tech. I mean, the proof's there, people just don't want to see it. The reality is there, and people don't want to see it. Just like in finance, world of politics, people see white swans. They don't want to see the black swan. Because by the time they see the black swan, it's all over. The Bob Chapman special that we ran earlier, available for the good listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network. Today's special, 10 MS-62 $20 Liberties. For $7,950, you also get the free subscription to the Bob Chapman newsletter. Or the one that I think is a great deal is you can get 100, that's right, 100 MS-63 Silver Morgans for $3,900. Let me tell you what the cost on these coins is. So you know exactly, look, unlike any other place, we tell you what it cost us to buy the stuff and what we sell it for. So you can figure out what big commissions Republic Trading Group shares with Republic Broadcasting Network. As I said, our cost on those MS-63 Morgans, $36. So if you buy 100 for $3,900 plus the Bob Chapman newsletter, you get a smoking deal. Just a regular, uncirculated Morgan, non-certified, is running $20. To get a coin certified, in other words, that neat little plastic encasing, that costs around $25. So you've got a coin, effectively, that should be running around $40, $49. Yeah, you can get 100 of them for $39 a piece. And as I said, you also get the Bob Chapman International Forecaster, either in hard copy or email. To get that, all you got to do is call us at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. Till tomorrow. See you, bye.